Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to your Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. It's Rosie on the House. Here to melt away any question, problem, anxiety you may be having about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Our phone lines are completely wide open here early in the show. Most of you that are regular listeners know calling in early guarantees you'll get on air. The number is 1-888-767-4348. And we're broadcasting to you live from the beautiful community of Pella, Iowa. We are in the factory of, actually, one of 10 factories of the Pella Window and Door Manufacturing Company. Pella, Iowa, home of Central College, 10,532 populous strong, founded in 1847. They're proud to tell you there are 30 churches, 15 parks, and 3 bars in this community. So at 880 feet above sea level, Pella, the term Pella, comes from the Bible, the Old Testament. It means a city of refuge. It is the home of Pella Windows and Doors, as well as Vermeer Agricultural Manufacturing Facility, and a large base of Dutch lace manufacturers. And I think there are more bakeries in this community than I have seen per capita in any other place
in the world.
Well,
what do you expect from the world's tallest working windmill that does nothing but ground flour?
That's right.
It's got to go somewhere.
It's got to go somewhere. They plant in this small community 100,000 tulip bulbs by crews of volunteers every single year for the Tulip Festival, which we just barely missed, was last weekend. But the town is absolutely ablaze with tulip blossoms of every conceivable color. And on Monday is the one day you can go dig those bulbs up and take them home yourself, because next year they plant another 100,000 brand new bulbs.
But if you do it before Monday, they'll slap a $135 fine on
you
for property damage of public or city property. However, have you seen a cop?
Well, you know, this.
I see a police station with one vehicle parked outside of it. I haven't seen a cop on a street anywhere.
I think a lot of the law enforcement is conducted here by the Dutch Mafia.
The Dutch Mafia?
Yeah. We complain in Arizona about homeowners associations, but apparently the Dutch Mafia is a team of volunteers in this community that kind of self-patrols the area as to your grass height.
Your day of mowing.
You can't mow your lawn on Sunday.
See,
you cannot mow your lawn on Sunday.
But if they were in church, how do they know that you're mowing? Somebody's
That's true.
Somebody's
true.
A back cat alley.
Well, I tell you what, Pella, Iowa, it really is. It looks like the community in the show. Stepford Wives, every single row of grass is cut perfectly. Every row and planter of tulips is absolutely perfect. It's looks like Stepford Wives community. It lives like Mayberry. I just haven't seen Otis yet.
Well, they're just nice, wonderful, genuine people. They really are.
I'm gonna quit telling.
Proud of their community. Proud of their company. I mean, it is a pleasure to be here.
I'm gonna quit telling so many jokes about Midwesterners.
I think you're gonna have to.
Folks, we're here to answer any question you might have about home remodeling, home improvement, wherever you are in Arizona. The number is a toll-free number. Jennifer pays for the call, so it's a great opportunity to take advantage of her generosity. The number is 1-888-767-4348. We're here in Pella, Iowa, as guests of the Pella Window and Door Manufacturing Company. Those of you who have been listening to the show for some time know that I have been a huge fan of Pella Window and Doors for a long, long time, literally for decades. And I've always known why I, as a consumer, have been buying Pella from the buyer's end after reviewing and taking a look at all the products that are available out there in the marketplace today. Pella has historically been known as the Rolls-Royce of windows. And many people for years just kind of came to the conclusion when I would meet them for their remodeling or their home building project to just be a little bit leery of the Pella brand because they were afraid maybe that might be inches beyond their budget. Well, Pella has been very aggressive in the last two decades at least of expanding their product line to touch every single budget price point. They have the vinyl windows, they have the fiberglass windows, and they have 3 varieties of the wood interior aluminum clad. the Builder Series, the Art Designer Series, and the Architectural Series. And there isn't a reason that I can find that anyone would ever have to go beyond the Pella brand to find a winner. And now I knew that as a buyer and a consumer and an advocate. Now being here at the factory, meeting the folks, seeing their quality control, seeing the way they conduct this whole operation, I'm through and through now.
And the product itself not only is put together, you know, right here in America, Pella, Iowa, but the materials that it comes from. The woods, they're cut from American forests that they work and constantly replant and replenish, so they have their ongoing supply of wood. Their glass comes from Cardinal that was out of Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah. We have a number of suppliers, and we do our best to source our materials from sustainable sources. And by the way, I'm Kathy Kraft-Gaharkema. I'm here from Pella. I'm so glad to have you folks here in Pella, Iowa. And Jennifer, you're right. We are genuinely pleased to have you here in our hometown and our corporate headquarters here in Pella, Iowa, so you can see for yourself the Pella difference.
Spokesperson for Pella, Miss Kathy. And the hostess with the mostest, you have really laid out the right. You have humbled us and you have honored us with how you have treated us here at Pella. Thank you very much.
Well, you're very welcome. And we are just thrilled to have you here. And our team has been so excited because they know how important Rosie on the House is to helping Arizona homeowners care for their home. So we wanted to show you how we design and test our products to make them energy efficient and to provide years of use so you can spend your time doing things other than maintaining your windows and doors.
Amen. That's exactly what the Rosie on the House creed is all about. It's our goal to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend so we can guide them along in the way of material selections and protocol and tips of the trade and assembly requirements so that they don't end up being a slave to their home because there's too much of beautiful Arizona to get out and see.
Well, and Rosie, you touched on a point. Sometimes when people hear the word Pella windows, they think, oh, I'd love to have Pella, but I can't afford them.
That's the way it was for years, you know. Y'all were just the Rolls Royce of windows.
Well, the beauty of Pella
is... And you still are.
We make that quality in every design, every style of window, but we make a variety of types and styles to suit any design or any budget. And that's residential applications as well as commercial applications. And you literally got to see and experience for yourself how we put them to the test of the Arizona heat, to the cold of the Minnesota winters.
We're going to talk about that research and laboratory, research and development laboratory. That was, I think, it was one of my favorite. But I think I would want to be in the innovative machine manufacturing department where the guys can just invent machines that y'all need to do things on the factory floor that you can't go find that piece of equipment anywhere else. Now, that kind of brainstorming and the ability to play around with all those tools to put together the perfect tool to get it done. I mean, that would be my playpen. It wouldn't even be like coming to work every day. I just check in there. I'd put my little CCR headset on, and man, I'd invent that rocket blaster 2x4 propeller thing that threw that 2x4 across the room. It was the hurricane tester. We're going to talk about more about that in a little while. Listen, before we get back to the topic, let me give the Soretta giveaway real quick. We've got a Soretta gift basket of chocolates, Soretta Chocolate Factory right there in Glendale, Arizona. And there is a strong connection to Pella, Iowa, as well as to the history of Arizona. One of the most famous historical Arizona Wild West characters made their home in Pella, Iowa for some amount of time. We're looking for anyone in Arizona that can give us the name of that particular character, and we are going to start giving additional hints, and we want you to place the answer on...
You can put it on our Facebook page, on our fan page. That'd be great. The first one to put it there wins a nice, beautiful Soretta basket.
And you know what? I'll even say this. It doesn't even have to be somebody in Phoenix. If somebody anywhere in the state
wins... You're going to drive it to them?
If anybody wins that basket of chocolate, I will drive it to them wherever they are.
Okay.
So I'll tell you what. If they have kids, you'll want to take a trip to Glendale to bring them to that factory.
They give factory tours by appointment.
By appointment, free tours. Yeah. And they have a pizza kit you can buy to make a chocolate pizza.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Chocolate pizza.
Mm-hmm. Look out. Is that gluten-free?
No. I doubt it.
All right. Let's take a couple calls.
Well, are we going to give a hint? now.
You want to give one more hint? He was a historical Arizona figure. Spent his childhood in Pella, Iowa.
But you probably more know of his history from Kansas than you do Iowa.
You may.
Iowa's not mentioned much. If I ever knew that or had read that, I completely forgot it because Kansas was always where you had heard from him ahead of time.
Most Arizonans assume he came from Dodge
Kansas,
City, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So. All right, so there's a tip. Romy, we've got calls from all over Arizona. Where would you like to go first, my friend?
On top with John from Tucson. Welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, guys. I really have a problem. I have a possible leak on my patio. The house is a slab. Patio is a slab with sand covered in brick over that, and I have a wet spot on the coming through the brick just outside my slider. How the heck do I find a leak?
John, we appreciate you calling Roseanne. So you do have a serious problem. Next caller, please.
I thought that might throw you.
Now, listen, in any time you've got that kind of a junction above a patio sliding door, you are probably just simply not flashed correctly. Now, our Rosie Certified approved roofer for the Tucson, Pima County area is Lions Roofing. They could certainly come out and take a look at it for you for free and take a look at it and determine what might be the best mode of rectifying that, whether it's just a flashing product or, in fact, we may have to pick up the whole finished surface of the patio and start from scratch. John, we appreciate the call. That's what we want. Bring us your problems. We'll bring you your solutions right here at Rosie on the House.